Horn really struggled with his command. 1-1 count is fouled away by Miro to bring it 1-2. And Cotton, you look at what he's done this season, he has struggled maybe a little bit more than Charlie Horn has. A 27 ERA in 3 appearances. He recorded 1 out and walked 2 batters in his first appearance. 1-2 count on the way home to Gunnar Miro. Righty-righty matchup. This one's hit towards right field, and that gets down for an opposite field hit. Here comes one run. Here comes another. The cutoff, the throw home. It is not in time, and 2 runners score. 2 RBI single from Gunnar Miro. And back-to-back-to-back RBIs have the Rafters back in this one. It's 7-5 in the bottom of the seventh. Royce Clayton Jr. scores from third, and Mason Oñate scores from second. Gunnar Miro's second hit of the game as he remains scorching hot, and Eric Parker up to the plate. Parker, the right-handed hitting designated hitter for the Rafters tonight. He comes up to the plate with a runner on first base and one out in the bottom of the seventh. Looking home, Cotton fires. It's on the inside edge. Called for strike number one. Talking a little bit more about Cotton's last time out, he recorded 2 outs, allowed 5 runs on 3 hits and 2 walks. All 5 of those runs were earned. Struck out 1 of the 7 batters that he faced. 0-1 count from Cotton on the way home. 2 seconds on the pitch clock. He fires. It's in there for a strike. Throw back down to first from the catcher. And that one is not in time as it rolls to an 0-2 count for Eric Parker. It's a righty-righty matchup. Cotton still looking to do some damage here as he really did well in the... Well, he's still looking for that good first performance that he does well in as this pitch misses outside. And his second appearance of the season was against Green Bay at home, and he went 2 innings there. It was a season long. Those 2 innings, he scored 4 runs. All 4 were earned against him. 5 hits and 1 walk allowed. 1-2 count to Eric Parker. It's a high chopper over to short. It's too slow, and he can't get him at first. An infield single for Eric Parker as that's 3 straight hits for the Rafters. And that brings the go-ahead runner to the plate, puts the tying runner on first base. 7-5 in the bottom of the seventh. The Rafters have already scored 4. And it brings up Pat Costin to the plate in a lefty-righty matchup. Costin's got runners on first and second with only 1 out in the bottom of the seventh. And the runner on second, Gunnar Miro, on first, Eric Parker, both of them stealing threats, so watch out. See if we get a double steal attempt. The pitch coming home, it misses inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Costin still looking for his first hit of the game. He grounded into a 4-6-3 double play back in the sixth inning. Struck out swinging on the ninth pitch of the plate appearance in the fourth. Grounded out 6-3 in the first. 1-0 count on the way and a strike right in there as it brings it 1-1 on the inside edge. And Costin is trying to find the plate discipline that he wants to use. He's on a 7-game on-base streak. But after going 0-3 to start this one, it's in danger of being lost. 1-1 count on the way. A grounder over towards first base. Picked up by the first baseman. It'll go 3 unassisted as both runners advance. And Eric Parker goes over to second. Gunnar Miro goes over to third. And it brings up Madden Acho as the ninth batter of the inning. He's got 2 runners in scoring position. Acho, he's riding quite the hit streak. Leads the Rafters with his hit streak. He extended it a little bit last game. He's up to 8 straight games with a hit. Every game except for the first. He's got a hit in. Akko at the plate. He has yet to pick up a hit in this one so far. He takes that first pitch for strike number one. Jalen Merchant warming up for the Pitt Spitters in the bullpen. It's an 0-1 count with runners on second and third and two away. Righty-righty matchup as Cotton looks to get out of the inning. Pitch here, it's ripped over to left field, and that gets on through. Here comes one run. Here comes the tying runner, and it is knotted at seven. Matt Inocco, a two RBI single, and we are tied. The Rafters have stormed back with six runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to come alive, and these late inning runs have been anchoring the Rafters and looking to snap their five-game losing streak. They've still got to take the lead as this 7-7 score is very reminiscent of the game earlier, and you don't want that to be the case as this one is a pop fly ball out of play. And so runner on first base with two outs as Hiroto Kobayashi is back up for the second plate appearance of the inning. The Rafters have batted around in the seventh. They've scored six runs. It's tied 7-7. Righty-righty matchup, and Kobayashi choked up on the bat. He takes that pitch on the outside edge to roll 0-2. Kobayashi 1-for-2 in the game. He singled in the fourth inning with an RBI, drew a walk earlier in this inning, came around to score. He struck out swinging in the second. He's got Akko on first, but an 0-2 count here as Cotton looks to work out of the damage. This one, a pitch that misses way outside and gets away from Adam Broski. So now Akko goes over to second base. That's the go-ahead runner here in the bottom of the seventh. And a 1-2 count to Kobayashi. A single would take the lead. So a 1-2 count as Andrew Cotton really struggling here in the bottom of the seventh after Charlie Horn. His line is now complete. And this pitch is taken for strike number three as the Rafters can't quite send home the go-ahead runner, but they were able to score six runs in the inning thanks to four hits. There were no errors, and they left one on base. It's 7-7 heading into the eighth inning. More drama here from Wisconsin Rapids when we return on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last two or three decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kinoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
In in the top of the eighth inning here. We are tied at seven. The Rafters, an exciting bottom of the seventh inning. They scored six runs there as they finally got to see the bullpen and not Jack Griffiths, and that was all that they needed. They got a little bit of inspiration, and it was a hit parade. They scored six runs on four hits. They also did have three walks, and all three of them came around to score. But here in the top of the eighth inning, we're still tied. It's 7-7, and Brent Gallegos coming in to work on the mound for the Rafters. The first hit is up the middle towards second base. Ruiz off balance, throw to first, and they got him. And on the transition, Akko dropped the ball, but either way, that's out number one here in the eighth. So one up, one down as it goes 4-3 in the books. Gallegos takes over for Espen Simpson after Simpson ended the game for the Rafters, taking over for Tristan Krusenberry. He threw a total of 27 pitches, taking on six total batters as this pitch misses outside for ball number one to Brandon Sanchez, and it's a 1-0 count. Nobody on, one away in the top of the eighth inning. We are tied at seven as the Pittsbitters have been held to just six hits. Gallegos taking a deep breath. Now he fires, and it is a little outside for ball number two. Tony Torres warming up in the bullpen for the Rafters. It's a 2-0 count. Bases are empty. Brandon Sanchez hoping to take the lead back for the Pittsbitters. And, well, this 7-7 game, this is the same score that we saw in the extra innings one earlier today. It was 7-7 entering the 12th inning, but the Pittsbitters put up six runs and the Rafters were only able to respond with two of their own, losing 13-9. And it felt like the Rafters and Pittsbitters were going back and forth all of the late game as that one misses outside for ball number four. So a walk over there from Brent Gallegos allows Brandon Sanchez to reach base. And, well, Espen Simpson finishing up his line. He went 1 2/3 innings, didn't allow a run, allowed one hit, and he walked one batter, had three strikeouts, no hit batters, no balks, and no wild pitches. One wild pitch as this one comes inside, and that one hits the batter. So a hit-by-pitch of Brett Rosman. And that's the fourth time that Rosman's reached base. It sends Brandon Sanchez over to second. Now runners on first and second with one out in the top of the eighth inning. Cole Prout coming up to the plate. Prout, the left-handed hitting left fielder for the Pittsbitters. He's got a runner in scoring position that represents the go-ahead run tied at seven in the top of the eighth. Pitch on the way. This one comes inside and hits him. Oh, man. And that's not what the Rafters wanted to see. That's the second time that Prout's been hit by a pitch. It's back-to-back balls that have come in and hit the batters. And it loads the bases with only one out as Mike Spears will go out and have a chat with Brent Gallegos. And so a bases-loaded jam with one away for Brent Gallegos. Simpson faced a total of six batters on 27 pitches, finishing up that line for you. And Gallegos taking over. And Gallegos has been looking a little bit better as of late, but still has struggled a little bit. You go back to last game, he did pitch. He pitched last night for the Rafters in the seventh inning. He didn't allow a run or a hit, did walk one batter and struck out one yesterday night, so he's back into the game here for game number two of the series. And Gallegos, on the season, he entered this series with his previous appearance being at Lakeshore back on June 10th, and that one was not one to remember. It allowed four runs and one inning pitched, but bases loaded here with one out. Can work out of it. Double plays in order as this pitch is fouled back to bring the count 0-1. Adam Broski up at the up at the plate. Broski, the right-handed hitting catcher. Oh, one count on the way here. Misses outside and brings it 1-1. Broski is 2-for-4 in the game with 4 RBIs. A chance for a 5-plus RBI game for Adam Broski. He's got runners on first, second, and third with only one out in a tie ball game in the top of the eighth. Gallegos trying to work out of it. Here's the 1-1. It misses outside to bring it 2-1. And Gallegos really working desperately to get out of this jam, but it's going to be a tough one to do so. He's going to need some strong execution on these pitches. Just a freshman from Butte College and also a two-way player. 2-1 count on the way. This one is fouled back. So he's got 2 strikes in the count. Obviously, you'd love the double place, double play, but in this situation, you're also okay with the strikeout. You're more than okay with the strikeout any time in the game. 2-2 count with 1 out. Bases are still loaded. And Gallegos trying to finish it off. Pitch on the way home, and it is a pop-up. Reaching in foul territory, it should reach the netting, and it does behind home plate, right over the home plate club, where a bunch of fans are enjoying their time out there. And a great night for a baseball game, and it's been a fun one. Rafters made a 6-run comeback in the bottom of the seventh to knot it up 7-7. It seemed like one where the Rafters had the opportunities, but they weren't making the most of it, but able to finally put it together in the seventh. But still, it's a tie ball game, and Rafters not taking the lead yet. 2-2 count on the way home. It is outside for ball number 3 and gets a little bit away from Costin, but not enough to send that runner from third home. And count remains now 3-2, so you're kind of okay with that. Don't need to send that runner home in a spot where it could be out number 2. Gallegos was covering home plate. It's a 3-2 count with one away and the bases loaded. 7-7 in the top of the eighth. Gallegos really trying to work out of this jam. He brings up that left leg and fires home. Gets a swing and a miss. Strike number 3. And that's a huge second out here in the eighth inning. 2 away as the bases stay loaded. And it brings up Brooks Sartain to the plate. Sartain up for his 5th time today. He hit a sacrifice fly in the 3rd inning. That was an RBI. And he's been retired all 4 times at the plate. Struck out looking in the 6th. That was his last time up. Flew out to center field in the 4th and grounded out 1-3 in the 2nd. First pitch to him is sent over to second base. Ruiz is there. He dives. He flips it over to short. Oñate is there, and he reaches for the bag for out number 3. Oh, man, what a play to get us out of the inning. 4-6 on the fielder's choice, and that does it for the 8th inning. Rafters a chance to take the lead when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is the Chef of Love, Chef Gennard. TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and share this overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old. An inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
And Andrew Cotton gets back out there ready to go for the pit spitters after Charlie Horn was relieved in the seventh inning. And the Raptors fared pretty well against Cotton back in the seventh inning. And, well, they have it tied 7-7 in the bottom of the eighth. Cotton trying to work out of it. First pitch is fouled away towards the Raptors dugout where Mike Spears was just walking back. Jack Guerrero up at the plate. He's got an 0-1 count. He leads off this eighth inning. 0-1 count. It's Guerrero, Clayton, and Ruiz due up in the bottom of the eighth. Knotted at seven. Hunton trying to work out of it. 0-1 count is away, and it rolls to 1-1. And Guerrero up at the plate right now. He's a left-handed hitting third baseman for the Raptors. Also plays a little bit of first base. He's a lefty going up against the righty on the mound. Drew a walk back in that seventh inning and came around to score. 1-1 count. It's a little bit outside as it rolls to 2-1. But outside of that walk, Guerrero is 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Strikeout swinging in the fourth and looking in the second. He's got a 2-1 count here from Cotton. Entered this series batting .264 with a .756 OPS. Swings through this pitch as it rolls to a 2-2 count. On deck, Clayton. He has reached base two of his three plate appearances, and then it's back to the top of the order. The Raptors really just got to get this base runner aboard. They have had the leadoff man reach in all seven innings so far. Guerrero trying to make it 8-for-8. 2-2 count on the way home, and it's fouled away, so he stays alive. Had to reach out the bat a little bit. Not going to be a pitch that he wishes he swung at, but he stays alive up there, so it could be a lot worse. He was able to make contact. Still nobody on, nobody out. Tied at 7 in the bottom of the 8th. 2-2 count to Guerrero. And the pitcher taking plenty of time to throw home. This one is fouled back, and once again, it stays a 2-2 count. So a 2-2 count as Guerrero is at the plate. And again, this will be pitch number 7 coming up here. And this one is fouled down that left field line and out of play as, once again, we'll see another pitch to Jack Guerrero. So a 2-2 count, and Guerrero, I mean, he loves to take these long plate appearances, but he swings a lot early in counts. He likes to see those early pitches, but when he does build a bit later, he's able to really outlast pitchers, and that's what he's hoping to do here. This will be pitch number 8 of the plate appearance. The 2-2 count with 1 second left on the pitch clock. It's fouled towards the Kraft River. And so Guerrero staying out there. He's fouled off 4 pitches with 2 strikes. And he'll see pitch number 9 here on the 2-2 count. Rafters scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 7th to tie it up 7-7. The pitch on the way here is once again fouled. towards the Rafters bullpen, and they will scurry over to it to try and pick it up. So 10-pitch plate appearance here from Guerrero once this one is released. And Guerrero really feeling strong up there. Open to get on base still. The 2-2 count is fouled back once again. So that was pitch number 10. Pitch number 11 coming up here. And plenty of plate appearances. Plenty of pitches seen. And just Guerrero. I feel like I've said his name too many times, but hey, he hasn't struck out yet, and he's working up the pitch count of Andrew Cotton. 2-2 count is a swing and a miss, but it gets to the backstop as he started walking back. Now he has a late start over to first. It's way into right field. Guerrero's rounding for second, but the throw is going to beat him there. The tag, it got him. So Guerrero struck out, reached first base on the wild pitch, and then got caught taking off for second, trying to turn it into two bases. And Guerrero, maybe not the right move there, as there's now one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. And after so many pitches there, it was a strikeout for Guerrero, nearly safe at first. But hey, either way, he was able to work up the pitch count. 28 pitches now for Cotton. That was an 11-pitch plate appearance. And Royce Clayton Jr. up at the plate. Right-handed batter for the Rafters. The first pitch to him is a little outside to bring it 1-0. And Clayton is 1-for-2 in the game. He singled in the fifth inning, struck out swinging in the second, and drew a walk his last time up. Came around to score on that walk in the seventh inning. 1-0 count on the way. Shows bunt. It's popped up, but in foul territory and gets away. Way too much bat barrel on that one as Clayton couldn't quite put it down. Trying to work his way onto the base paths any way that he can. Nobody on with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Still tied at 7. 1-1 count on the way home. And the pitch on the way, it is in there, called for strike number 2. Clayton entered this series batting 240 with a 583 OPS. And, well, he had been struggling since his return from injury, but in this game he picked up his first hit back. Hoping to get on for the third time today. 1-2 count. This one is popped straight back and foul out of play. So another elongated plate appearance here. Clayton fouls one off with two strikes. Guerrero had fouled 6 of them off with two strikes. Cotton up to 32 pitches in the game here. And he's only had one inning pitched. 1-2 count on the way. This one's ripped to the left side of the infield and on through into left for a base hit. Clayton, now his second hit of the night, and he's over to first base. Brings up Noah Ruiz with the go-ahead runner on first and one out. And Ruiz would love to have that runner advance forward. You could go into the ninth with Tony Torres was warming up out there. I might expect him to come back out, although Gallegos could return. Gallegos only threw 15 pitches back in the eighth inning. But he did struggle a little bit with his control. So a good chance that they go to Torres. Close it down if the Rafters are able to take the lead here. They've got to get Clayton into scoring position first. There's one out. Clayton's on first base. No Ruiz, the right-handed batter at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way. A huge swing and a miss as he just foul tips it back and brings the count 0-1. He is still held hitless against the pit spitters. 0-for-7 on the series, but a pair of walks and a hit by pitch. He did also have the RBI on the sacrifice fly. Pickoff attempt back to first base. Slides back in time. Wants to make sure Clayton doesn't take off and Looking at Clayton's numbers on the season, I talked about him a little bit earlier about how he might want to try and take off. He's not a bad base stealer. And the first pitch here, this one's hit into center field, and that gets down for a hit. Takes an odd hop in center, but it's not going to allow Clayton to move any further. So a single from Noah Ruiz puts the go-ahead runner in scoring position in the bottom of the eighth. Ruiz on first, Clayton on second, and it brings up Mason Oñate to the plate. And Oñate, he's already got 11 RBIs on the season and less time than Ruiz has had. He is one of the better hitters on this Rafters squad. He's already got a hit for an RBI in the game today. He's got a pair of hits. He's 2-for-4 from the plate today. He had a single with an RBI in the seventh inning. He struck out swinging in the fifth, grounded into a fielder's choice in the third, and had a single in the first inning. Runner on first and second with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. We're tied at 7. Traverse City had the lead 7-1 earlier in the game, entering the seventh inning. The Rafters scored 6 runs in the bottom of the seventh, trying to complete the comeback. This one is in there for strike number 1 to Oñate. Oñate, a left-handed hitting shortstop for the Rafters. It's a lefty-righty matchup. 0-1 count. Clayton thought about taking off there. He's just going to get a lead, but that pitch misses outside as it moves to a 1-1 count. And on deck, it's Gunnar Miro, who's already got a pair of hits as well. So this is a dangerous part of the lineup for Andrew Cotton to take on. Runners on first and second. The 1-1 count on the way, and it is in there for strike number 2. A 1-2 count, as there is one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Oñate really trying to keep staying hot at the plate. He works the plate well. 1-2 count is outside for ball number 2. He takes his pitches. That's the thing about Oñate. He certainly sees the ball well. As Oñate, he had a 3-2 count last inning before working the single. Has a 2-2 count here. Pitch on the way. It is fouled off. So the count now remains 2-2. Two and two count with one away as the Rafters try and come back into this one. 2-2 count, runner on first and second with one out. And the pitch on the way, this one is hit high in the air towards deep right field. Right fielder at the warning track, at the wall, it's out of here! Mason Oñate, his first home run of the season, and it puts the Rafters up 10-7 in the bottom of the eighth! Oh man! Mason Oñate! Booyah! 1, 2, 3 runs come home to score. The Rafters lead 10-7. Woo, woo, woo! That feels good. Rafters have the lead late in this one. And a mound visit likely going to pull Cotton out of the game. And that one was absolutely crushed to right field. And Oñate, not a power hitter. Well, that's what he said. But he said, you know what? I don't need to be a power hitter to send one out of the ballpark. And that brings up a call to the bullpen. So we are going to step aside. And when we come back, more Rafters baseball for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rafters.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived In the U.S., at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
And a new pitcher into the game for the Traverse City Pits Pitters. It's Jalen Merchant who takes over for Andrew Cotton after Cotton went just one inning there. And, well, he allowed 6 hits, 5 runs, as the first pitch here is going to hit Gunnar Myro. And he will be aboard. So with one out, the Rafters up 10-7 in the bottom of the eighth. They've scored 9 runs between the 7th and the 8th innings. And Eric Parker up to the plate, the right-handed hitting designated hitter for the Rafters. He's been having a good day from the plate. 1-for-2 with a pair of walks, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. He's got a runner on first ahead of him, and we'll see if Myro wants to take off as this pitch misses inside, nearly hits Parker. But the count will roll to 1-0, and a couple of pitches that have gotten away from Jalen Merchant, not what he wanted to see. And, well, Andrew Cotton comes out of the game with his line finalized after he didn't leave any property aboard. 1-0 count to Parker. It's a sidearm slot from Merchant as this one misses outside to roll 2-0. And looking at Cotton's final line, he went one inning, allowing 6 hits, 5 runs, all 5 were earned, no walks, and had 2 strikeouts. And he did not hit a batter with a pitch, no balks, as this one is a pickoff attempt back to first base. However, also had 1 wild pitch as he faced a few batters out there on a total of 41 pitches. This one hit up the middle. It takes an odd hop at second base, and it eats up the shortstop. So both runners are aboard. Eric Parker over to first. Gunnar Myro gets safely to second. And on the 2-0 count, the Rafters get another base runner aboard. Already up 3 runs. It's 10-7 in the bottom of the 8th inning. And Pat Costin coming up to the plate. Costin, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. He's 0-for-4 on the game, and Costin still looking for that first hit. Runners on first and second with one out. Costin takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. And Jack Guerrero led off this eighth inning, and there's a chance we get back around to him. Rafters have already scored 3 runs in the inning. Bottom of the eighth here, up 10-7. This pitch comes inside, and that one hits Costin. And the bases are loaded. So a hit batter, an error, and a hit batter have loaded the bases for Jalen Merchant. As Gunnar Myro is on third base, Eric Parker's on second, and Pat Costin on first. And Costin taking a little while to walk down that first baseline, and now he's on over there on a jog and in to meet up with first base coach Eric Robles. Really got hit hard in the shoulder area, but it brings up Matt and Akko, and Akko tied this game up in the seventh inning with his two RBI single. Well, he's got the bases loaded with only one out here in the ninth, and that one hits him. It's the third hit batter from Jalen Merchant, and he is having some real troubles right now as Pat Costin goes over to second base. Eric Parker goes to third, and Gunnar Myro comes home. And a mound visit here as Traverse City has really seen Jalen Merchant struggling and already a call to the bullpen. And so we're going to go ahead and hit a quick break once more. When we come back, more Rafters baseball for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rafters.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, coming back into the game, they started a little bit early here as Grady Mee came into the game in replacement for Jalen Merchant, the position player taking over on the mound. It was 11-7, but a ground out 6-4 was a fielder's choice that allowed Kobayashi to reach. It was an RBI as Eric Parker came home to score, and Pat Costin went to third on it. But Matt and Akko out at second. So runners on the corners, and that pitch misses for ball number one. Guerrero at the plate, taking on Grady Mee. And Mee, like I said, a position player. He is throwing very light pitches as this one is hit well towards deep left center field, but not well enough. It's caught in center field as that does it for the eighth inning. So the Rafters up 12-7 heading into the ninth. Here it's WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Which union you're in, needs to have.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the top of the ninth inning. Rafters have a hefty 12-7 lead, and Brent Gallegos going to try to work out of it. As Gallegos back on the mound, he had a shutout eighth inning, but that eighth inning came after the bases were loaded, so had some traffic. He was able to work around it, though, and that's the important thing. So he'll be taking on the three of Colton Roquemore, Alfredo Velasquez, and Aaron Piasecki. Those are the three who are due up in the top of the ninth. Rafters three outs away from their win here and would snap their five-game losing streak. And a big one at that. They really feel like they need it. It's been a rough run for them, and they have looked great this game, especially late. They've put up 11 runs between the 7th and 8th inning as they lead 12-7 in the top of the 9th. Colton Roquemore stepping into the batter's box. Roquemore, the left-handed hitting first baseman for the pit spitters. It's a lefty-righty matchup, and Gallegos brings the first pitch home. This one's hit high in the air towards left field. A couple steps towards his right. Clayton's under it, and he makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down in the ninth inning. Two outs to go for the Rafters to finish this game off. And Alfredo Velasquez, he's up to the plate for the pit spitters. Velasquez, he is 0-2 in the game with a pair of walks. Drew a walk in the fourth and the second inning, but his last time up was a strikeout looking. First pitch to him, misses inside for ball number one, and Velasquez, left-handed hitting center fielder, entered this series batting 286. And the 1-0 count is Gallegos looks to bring it here. It is outside for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And so the Rafters should have some momentum heading into their series against Madison. They'll have one here before they hit the road for three games in 2 days on Thursday and Friday at Madison. 2-0 count is a swing and a miss, brings it 2-1. And the pit spitters needing five runs to come back into this. Gallegos has a little bit of a leash to work with. Bullpen still busy down there on the left field line, and Gallegos brings the leg up. He sends it home. It is a little outside for ball number three. A 3-1 count. And Alfredo Velasquez looking to come up clutch and keep this inning rolling along because they need a lot of base runners. 3-1 count on the way. This one's hit towards center field, and that will get down for a hit. So a one-out single from Alfredo Velasquez as Colton Roquemore was retired on an F7. Velasquez follows with his first hit of the game, and it brings back the top of the order, Aaron Piasecki. And a quick switch of the game ball as Gallegos wants a new one, so he'll get it. Runner on first base with one out in the top of the ninth. The Rafters leading 12-7. They need two more outs to finish this game off. And Aaron Piasecki up to the plate. He's 1-for-5 in the game so far. Popped out to third base his last time up in the seventh. First pitch on the way is in there, called for strike number one. Piasecki flew out to right field in the fifth. Singled in the fourth inning, came around to score on it. Flew out to center field in the second and grounded out 6-3 in the first. 0-1 count with the runner on first. He's taken off. This pitch is in there, called for a strike. No throw down as Alfredo Velasquez advanced to second on defensive indifference. So an 0-2 count with one away to the left-handed hitting second baseman. Lots of lefties against the righty on the mound. 0-2 count. It is a grounder towards second. Ruiz is there, picks it up, flips it to first in time for out number two. 4-3 on the putout, and the Rafters one out away from picking up the win here at home. Would be their first win at home since June 4th. And they need this. Runner on third base, Alfredo Velasquez. He advanced on Piasecki's ground out. So Grady Mee up to the plate. He is the pitcher. They moved him to the mound from the designated hitter spot. They got rid of the designated hitter position as this one is taken inside for ball number one. And so Mee is 1-for-3 on the game with a pair of free passes as this one is fouled away towards the pit spitter's dugout. 1-for-3 with a pair of 4-3 ground outs. That was what he did back in the eighth inning. Sixth inning, though, that was his second to last time up. It was a walk. He stole two bases and scored on Adam Broski's RBI single. 1-1 count. On the way home with two away in the top of the ninth. This pitch is hit into right field, and that gets on through for a hit. So one run will score. It's an RBI single from the pitcher and designated hitter, Grady Mee. Makes it a 12-8 game in the top of the ninth inning. And you look at the pitcher usage from both of these teams. The Rafters used 9 pitchers back in game number one. And, well, it wasn't quite as many, but still 7 pitchers used by the pit spitters in game number one. And today, having used 4 already, they use a 5th and decide for the position player. That might be part of the reasoning behind there. Runner taking off from first. It is a little outside for ball number one to Brandon Sanchez, and the runner takes second on defensive indifference. So Grady Mee in scoring position. Sanchez, he's drawn 3 walks this game, but is 0-for-1. 5 plate appearances. This is 6. This one's hit towards left field. That one's on the run for Clayton. He will catch it on the run, and the Rafters will win it. The Rafters win 12-8, the final score, and they snap their 5-game losing streak. A big one here as they finally get back on the right foot, hoping to keep this momentum rolling along. And the Rafters post-game show will come up next. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR with Scott.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
And welcome into the Rafters postgame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, and the Rafters winning 12-8, the final score. What a win for the Rafters. And let's take a look back at how it happened. First inning, 2 runs come across for the Traverse City pit spitters. They scored both of those on the 2 RBI single from Adam Broski, although the inning was ended there as caught in a pickle was Cole Proud in between second and third. That ended the frame. So Rafters not able to score in the bottom of the first, Both teams go scoreless in the second inning. Then top of the third comes around, and the Pitts Bitters add one more. They score that run on a sac fly from Brooks Sartain. That came off of Tristan Krusenberry, although it was on the line of Jeremy Jones. Jones only went two innings in today's game before he was pulled with the bases loaded and nobody out. Krusenberry, though, a very good performance from him. He didn't allow a run on his record in that third inning and only allowed one of the three inherited runners to come across. So 3-0 heading into the fourth inning after the Rafters go scoreless again. Top of the fourth comes around. It becomes 5-0 as Krusenberry allows a pair. It was a sacrifice fly from Brandon Sanchez and an RBI bases loaded walk from Cole Prout. That made it 5-0. Bottom of the fourth comes around, though, and that's when the Rafters put up their first run. It was on an RBI single from Hiroto Kobayashi, made it 5-1. So the Rafters had a little bit of momentum. They shut down the Pitts Bitters in the top of the fifth to keep it 5-1. So again, that momentum keeps up, as that was Tristan Krusenberry who came into the game stayed in the game in the fifth inning. Krusenberry ended up going 3 1/3 innings, as in the bottom of the fifth, the Rafters would also go scoreless. Top of the sixth comes around. Krusenberry, he allows a walk, a ground out, and another walk, and then finally he was pulled from the game with those two runners aboard. Espen Simpson comes into the game, and Simpson struck out Cole Prout, allowed the two RBI single from Adam Broski after a double steal, and then Brooks Sartain, he struck out looking, so no runs on the record of Espen Simpson, although he does allow the two inherited runners to score. In the bottom of the sixth, the Rafters cannot score. They are down on the scoreboard 7-1. Top of the seventh, though, Espen Simpson, a shutout frame. He went 3 up, 3 down, thanks to a caught stealing of Colton Roquemore. And in the bottom of the seventh, that's when the Rafters come alive. They score 6 runs in the bottom of the seventh and a bunch of RBIs. You saw an RBI from Noah Ruiz, a sacrifice fly. Mason Oñate had an RBI single, a 2 RBI single from Gunnar Miro, and then Eric Parker had a single of his own before Madden Akko had a 2 RBI single as well. And that one made 6 runs in the inning, so it was 6 runs on 4 hits in the seventh inning. Eighth inning comes around, another shutdown frame, as this time Brent Gallegos comes in. He loaded the bases but was able to work out of it. Bottom of the eighth, the Rafters score 3 runs thanks to the 3-run shot from Mason Oñate, and then they score another 2 more, a hit-by-pitch of Madden Akko and an RBI fielder's choice from Hiroto Kobayashi, and that made it 12-7. Top of the ninth, the Pitts Bitters were able to score just the 1 run on an RBI single from Grady Mee. That made it 12-8 before Brent Gallegos was able to work out of it and finish the game off for the win. So the Rafters, final score 12-8. Looking back at the box score, Mason Oñate had himself a game. 3-for-5 with the home run and 4 RBIs. He struck out 1 time. Gunnar Miro, another good game. 2-for-4 from him with a pair of RBIs and runs scored. 1-for-3 from Eric Parker, who scored 3 times thanks to a pair of walks as well. And on the pitching side, Espen Simpson went 1 2/3 innings without a run allowed on 1 hit, 1 walk with 3 strikeouts. Tristan Krusenberry went 3 1/3 innings, allowed 4 runs, all 4 were earned. And Brent Gallegos finished the game off with 2 innings, allowing just the 1 run to score and finishing it for a Rafters win. They snapped the 5-game losing streak, and tomorrow they are going to take on the Madison Mallards. It's Rafters versus Mallards tomorrow, 6:35 p.m. first pitch. It'll be Seth Spencer on the mound for the Rafters against Michael Yeager. Spencer had a little bit of a rougher third appearance of the season after not allowing an earned run in his first 2. And Michael Yeager, he's looking to bounce back after his ERA is inflated up to 5.63. Not too bad over his appearances for the Mallards, but still looking to bring it down. That game is here at Witter Field, the last home game before 3 games on the road. So hope to see you out at the stadium then. But a big appreciation for all of you who tuned in for tonight's game. It was a fun one, and the Rafters end up winning. That's all we've got on tonight's broadcast. So once again, shout out to all the fans who continue to support the Rafters throughout the season. But from myself, Austin Thomas, and from the rest of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, thank you, and have a great rest of your night.
Got working people who are supporting Republicans, who have been horrible for working people because they just don't trust, they don't believe the Democrats right now. And like I've always said, you know, a drowning man's going to grab an anchor, which is why working people are looking towards the Republicans. Democrats, get your heads out of your behind. Just my thought. Want to hear yours? Email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Do you think Ken Martin's going to stay around very long? Or do you think we go through a whole term? I want to hear your thoughts. rick@therickSmithShow.com. Miss any portion of the program, grab the podcast. And as always, thanks so much for being here. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick. Email Rick at rick@therickSmithShow.com. Until next time, this has been The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.